Good afternoon, everyone. Well, Mr. Martin, you got me back up here, so you might get what you deserve. Or not, I don't know. We'll see how this goes. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. That was Ecclesiastes, which I'm sure most of you know, is Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 9. Speaking about time, a few weeks ago in the doctor's office, I was looking over the paperwork, going to have some paperwork finalized before a surgery. And I saw in black and white my age, and it said 55. It threw me, really. It jolted me, and it shocked me. I already knew I was 55. It was no surprise, per se, but when I saw it in black and white, it really, really hit home. I thought to myself, what happened? And I'm sure a lot of us have gone through this in time. Where did the time go? For the first time, I truly felt the reality of my mortality. I really did. I was just, it shook me up. So, time has been on my mind an awful lot, more than ever before, even to the point, and do any of you all know Cyndi Lauper? Know of her? You know the song. What is it, Time After Time? That is in my head constantly, and it is driving me nuts. We were out on our way to Amarillo one time, and I could not get Amarillo by Morning out of my head until we got past it. So I apparently I've got a problem. So I'm going to be speaking again about time. Not that the topic is anything new, but it is important. I think we all understand it's important. What is time? Has time always existed? I'm not necessarily going to answer these questions, but these are questions I'm going to ask. They say, and I think it's Webster's, that time is the measured or measurable period during which an action, a process, or a condition exists or continues, a duration, and or time is a non-spatial continuum that is measured in terms of events which succeed one another from past through present to future. And I kind of like that one because that made a little bit more sense to me. For example, we have church services here. We started at 2:30 and we're going to be done by 4, depending on the sermonette, I know. We have song, we have prayer, we have a 12-minute sermonette. I timed it, it was actually 16, so I kind of had to work it down a little bit. We have song, a 5-minute announcement. We have a song again, I think, right? 50-minute sermon, song, prayer, and I think we'll have special music possibly thrown in. So around an hour and a half or so. So we have a progress through of activities that we do through time. Although time is a much, much bigger topic than what this sermon I could ever hope to convey, we will still kind of give it a go and hit the surface anyway. Time to me is not really something that you can touch, taste, smell, hear, or see. And if anyone can, don't talk to me. But it is real, and it affects every part of our lives in virtually every way. We can't get away from it, honestly. Well, unless we die, but even then, do we get away from time, really? Because time continues, and at some point, we're going to be resurrected. We can't really escape it, ultimately. Time seems to dictate everything in life. I mean, it dictates my life anyway. And the day is, as we know, it's 24 hours. And we can only fit so much action in that time. We trade and barter our time for money, among other things. So time is, in a sense, a commodity or an asset, I believe. So that is in and of itself an abundant, it's abundant. Time is very abundant. But for us, it's a very limited amount of time. We're very, very limited in the time we've been given by God. So man has been pondering time from the beginning. I know I've been pondering time for for quite a few weeks, and especially the last couple of days. I normally don't get up at 5 o'clock on a Sabbath, but you know, you don't want to mess that up. Did it have a beginning? Will it have an ending? When did it begin? When will it end? And I'm not necessarily going to answer these questions. I decided to look into what some of the people in the world said about time. So I looked up some scientific sources. I went to the scientific journal, and they started talking. They were talking about the Big Bang theory, black holes, string theory, all of this related to time in some way or another. Blah 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 blah. And I shut that and just moved on because it was so. It was just like a going down rabbit holes for me personally. I'm not a scientist in any way. But I understood that they were trying to figure out time. Next, I looked into Father Time. Has anyone heard of Father Time? I'm sure, right? Well, I had heard of Father Time. We have Mother Earth, Father Time, but I never paid attention to Father Time. I decided to look into it, and it turned out to be a really weird pagan mythology about an old guy with a long beard, an hourglass, and a sickle. Or a skith, I think that's the way you pronounce it, in the other hand. And one or the other of those, it's either Saturn or Kronos, and they're which we get chronology from Kronos, but they're eating their children, and you know, it's all kinds of weird things are going on. So I went ahead and I didn't even read all of it. I couldn't take it much more. So a little bit later, I looked into a little literature. Who's heard of Rip Van Winkle? A lot of us, right? He slept for 20 years. He slept right through the American Revolution, and he woke up. He goes back into town. I'm skipping a lot of the story, but he goes back into town, and he's trying to find people that he knows, and he doesn't really find a lot of his friends. He finds out his wife died, but in this story, he was happy, so apparently she wasn't a great person, but let's see. So we've got phrases for time. Time flies, just in time. Time out, time is money. I think we've all heard that one. Timeless, timetable, on borrowed time, which all of us are on borrowed time, you know, some more or less. Regardless of what mankind thinks or knows about time, this much we do know through the Word of God, is that God created time. We do know that. God, as we know, lives outside of time. That is, he's not constrained by it. He tells us 1,000 years is as a day. He's eternal. He's eternity. In Genesis 1:14, Genesis, where is it? No, just kidding. So Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. The sun, I'm going to skip over to John 1:3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. So he made all things. Psalms 104:19, he appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knows it's going down. So we have some scriptures there, and I've probably exceeded a sermon at scripture, but the sun and the moon are a part of a really big clock, right? by which time is kept, especially the very important times, which are the appointed times, which are the feasts and the holy convocations, which all depict his plan that is on a very specific timetable. We are a very intricate part of that timetable and very, very important part of it to God. So I only have one point, and that is to redeem the time, for us to redeem our time, our limited time. Our time is very, very limited. That is to deliver, to, as in redeem, is to deliver, reclaim, save, rescue from danger, or prompt of vigorous action. So we are supposed to take vigorous action in our lives to avoid the danger of not being in God's family, basically is my translation of this. So in Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Colossians 4:5, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. So my perspective on time has changed, and it has changed dramatically over the years. When I was young, it could not pass fast enough. It went really, really slow, and I even remember saying this, and I've heard this myself, are we there yet? It seemed to take forever. Now that I've come well into my 50s, I've come to the sound reality of my mortality. Time is running out very quickly for us and for the world. We know that Christ will return. Regardless of when he returns, we will soon be gone. Our time in the flesh will end. So, make wise use of your time with God. Seek God with all of your heart, your mind, and your soul. Overcome yourself. Overcome the world. Overcome Satan. So that we can be told, well done, my good and faithful servant.